I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for August 25th, 2026. A medical cannabis growing facility officially opened in Lexington late last week. Lily Burris was there and has this story.
It's been more than a year and a half since the state held a lottery to license medical cannabis cultivators, the businesses responsible for growing medical marijuana. Lexington's Holler Cannabis Company is a Tier 1 cultivator, meaning it's one of the smallest in Kentucky's burgeoning medical cannabis industry. Governor Andy Beshear says the medical cannabis industry, which supplies the state's card-based program, has taken a little longer than he would have liked to get off the ground.
Our goal was to do this in a safe, highly regulated way where we convinced even the skeptics that this could be done correctly, and I believe that it has.
Medical cannabis is available to the more than 24,000 cardholder Kentuckians with qualifying conditions, such as cancer and post-traumatic stress disorder. Marijuana remains illegal at the federal level, and under state law, all aspects of production and sale must happen within Kentucky. Processors, dispensaries, and safety compliance facilities have opened across the state to meet the demand. I'm Lily Burris in Lexington.
In Kentucky, hyperscale data center proposals have surged spectacularly since lawmakers expanded sales tax exemptions for the massive facilities. But the secrecy surrounding many projects has left residents skeptical of both developers hoping for profit and public officials facilitating the deals. In Carroll County, Carrollton's mayor and city council have come under fire for selling hundreds of acres owned by a local utility to a data center developer. It was in the works for more than a year before the public found out.
I did tell them that I'm not making no threats to any of you up here, but I will promise you that I have 16 years being on a legislative body. I will hold you accountable for what you have done.
That's Mike Wood, who owns property right next to that proposed data center. Many Carroll County residents questioned why officials and developers kept the project under wraps for so long before bringing residents in on the details. The Louisville Ballet has a new executive director, and as Giselle Roden reports, Felicia Swoop is a performing arts executive and former professional dancer.
Swoop says she's only been in Louisville for a week and a half, and she is eager to foster more collaborations with community members. As a former modern and ballet dancer, she says the art informed her career after she hung up her dance shoes.
Ballet is like this magical goal that you have of increasing your technique, and you just keep working toward it. You get there, you don't get there, but you just keep working.
For two decades, Swoop has taught at performing arts institutions across New York. Swoop replaces Leslie Smart, who was at the helm for 3 years. Smart will serve on the board of directors and co-chair the ballet's anniversary committee. I'm Giselle Roden in Louisville.
After hearing from the public last month, the Kentucky Public Service Commission approved an electricity contract Friday for a TerraWulf data center in Hancock County. The commission held a hearing in late July, where residents voiced concerns about the rising electricity bills, air and noise pollution, as well as water use. The Maryland-based company intends to repurpose an idle aluminum smelter for its Justified data campus. TerraWulf, which has ties to artificial intelligence company Anthropic, has said the data center would use less water than the aluminum plant and emit fewer air pollutants. The PSC approved TerraWulf to use an existing 482-megawatt connection to the grid. The electricity would be sourced from the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, or MISO. As part of the contract, any grid energy in MISO that maximizes power demand would require TerraWulf to curtail its use of electricity rather than triggering rolling blackouts. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us online at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.